This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. Lovers of Big Bend National Park know it's inexhaustible. There's always something new to discover here. That's abundantly true in the realm of geology. Visible in the park's southeastern corner, near the Hot Springs and Boqueas Canyon, the Boqueas Formation is a series of limestones and shales in white, tan, yellow, and brown. These rocks were laid down in shallow ocean waters across 10 million years, and they abound in fossils, which capture the emergence and extinction of countless creatures. Here, geologists are tracing a vivid account of an ancient chapter in Earth's history. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
When I personally think of Big Bend, the things that stand out to me are like the Chisos Basin, that bit of the park. And in many ways, that sort of Boqueas area is somewhat of an afterthought. But in terms of like the types of work we're doing, it is, I wouldn't even just say world class, but probably unmatched globally. It's that remarkable of a place.
That's Jordan Todes, a University of Chicago PhD student. In 2018, as a Fulbright scholar in Poland, he connected with Irenisz Walaszczyk, an expert in the Cretaceous period. The Cretaceous lasted 80 million years. It ended 66 million years ago with the extinction event that decimated the dinosaurs. Details of that immense time span remain mysterious, and as Todes and his mentor considered how to unravel these mysteries, Big Bend called. When the Boqueas Formation was created between 97 and 86 million years ago, Big Bend was a marine crossroads. Here, the Western Interior Seaway, which cut North America in half, met the Atlantic and the ancient Tethys Ocean. The fossils testify to a teeming diversity of sea life, with creatures like ammonites, crinoids, and shelled mollusks known as ionoceramids. The Boqueas Formation is 600 feet thick. Its fossil record reveals the development of life in a stunning detail, Todes says.
It's so expanded that you're able to really kind of pick up on these like subtle trends that you really wouldn't be able to pick up on elsewhere. Already from it, we can kind of tell that these evolutionary trends in this time interval were a lot more complicated than we thought they were beforehand.
The ionoceramids are especially important. These marine bivalves had a global distribution. In the Boqueas Formation, the geologists can trace their evolution, linking individual species with specific times. Big Bend could become a reference point. If geologists find the same ionoceramids elsewhere in the world, they'll know the age of the rock they're working with. Todes samples will be sent to Poland. There, scientists will use isotope analysis to date the rocks, and they'll examine microfossils, the tiny shell remains of single-celled creatures. The fossils will ultimately be housed at the Smithsonian Institution. In fact, one especially beautiful ammonite, its spiral form 18 inches wide, is already there.
That one got shipped straight to the Smithsonian. They weren't even going to let us take that to Poland, which is absolutely fair. This thing is magnificent.
The geology is spectacular, but parts of what makes these rocks so valuable is that they're in a national park, Todes says. The park not only offers access to researchers, but it supports them, including providing lodging at its field station.
It might seem like a small trivial thing to have a small house where you can go back to at the end of the day instead of camping, but it genuinely is a really big part of why we're able to accomplish as much as we can.
The research is a reminder that Big Bend always rewards close attention. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening.